this earwig, you can find out lots of things.
That's why my cupboard's brilliant. You hear all sorts in there. And I come out like Harry Potter, and they go, oh. Sometimes I've heard him talking about people I know. It's hilarious.
Okay, so just beginning the afternoon. I'm just again going to do a chant. So just noticing your bodies, becoming present to the body, letting the body be the bridge. Bid ben, bid bont. Being with the two realities of just sitting here in this room, just after lunch, being in linear, progressive time. And as you come into connection with your body and your senses, touching the deep, touching Anuvin. Finding ourselves once again standing on the edge of a wood. So sitting here in the room and simultaneously standing on the edge of the wood between the worlds. Sensing, feeling, seeing the path winding in to the center of the wood. Following the path. Feeling the life of the wood all around you. tasting the air, breathing in, tasting, smelling, seeing, hearing, touching the wood between the worlds, and following the path that leads to the center of the wood. Coming to the clearing at the center of the wood. Following the path as it winds in a spiral around the clearing. Coming to the mound at the center of the clearing, in the center of the wood. And as you come to the base of the mound, suddenly being aware of a narrow doorway into the mound. A narrow, low doorway. So to enter the mound, you have to squeeze between the stones and crawl down a narrow passage. Feeling your way, not seeing, going into the mystery, into the heart of the darkness, into the center of the mound, which is in the center of the clearing, which is in the center of the forest. Being in the center of the mound. Being aware suddenly of the story of your life. Being aware of the story of your family. Being aware of the story of your ancestors. Being aware of your connection to the deep movements of life, to the intertwined stories of the universe. And as you touch that place, there is a sudden image of a great dragon as large as the universe. And equally within that, an image of a mountain floating upon a deep sea. And within that, the image of the sea, of the rain, and the volcanic fires, the three fountains that drive all things. Feel how your story is rooted in the great worm, in the sea and the mountain and the three fountains. Find your place in the first time. Noticing your personal story, noticing the ancestral story, letting them both touch the power of the first time, the snake, the sea and the mountain, and the three great fountains. The fountain of the deep, the fountain of rain, the fountain of fire, of liquid burning flint. Wherever you go, wherever you are, there is the dragon and the three fountains. There is connection to the place of the beginning. gradually bringing your attention out into relationship with each other. And if you will, just going to two groups of three and one of four. And just in the small groups, just sharing your experience of whatever's just happened.